We learn how history repeats itself in only the second parsha of the entire Torah. In Hashem's attempt at resetting the world and starting anew, immediately upon exiting the ark, Noach falls into that same exact trap as Adam and Risha. Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and according to one opinion of the Medrash, the Eitz Hadas was a vine of grapes. It was the drunkenness of the grapes that brought his demise. Noach too. Noach ate from grapes when his world had just begun. The new world, after the Mabul, and this led to his terrible shame, the Maisa that happened with his son. And the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amun Aleph quotes the ensuing dialogue between Noach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to Noach, it says, Noach, Shouldn't you have learned from Adam HaRishon that wine brought about his downfall? Why did you make the same mistake? The Chumash is riddled with dangers, the dangers of wine ranging from the story of Nadav Avihu to the halachas of Nazir and Sota. Chazal warned that the drunkenness leads to the case of the Sota. And yet, wine plays a central role at almost every special moment in the Jewish calendar and the Jewish circle of life. We drink wine for Kiddush, under a chuppah, at a bris milah, havdalah, sheva brachos. How can the very cause of human mortality, that which brought death unto mankind, be the catalyst to sanctify a particular moment or particular occasion? Both Adam and Noach had stumbled upon the dangers and challenges of drinking wine. The Pasuk of Mishlei states, Al teira yayin ki es Adam. Don't look at wine because it brings dam, it brings blood, it leads to death. Despite the dangers of wine, Chazal do teach us that miut yafe v'rubo kasha. A little bit is good, and a lot is bad. Rav explains in the Gemara Sanhedrin that al ter yayin means al ter yayin she'acharis adam. Don't drink wine, don't look at wine, don't drink wine, because it's going to lead at the end, it's going to lead to dam, to blood. But that's only if it's a rubo kasha. If it's a lot, then it's difficult, it's challenging. But miut, a little bit's kadosh. Control drinking in the context of Kedusha, in the context of a mitzvah, then it's Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. It's a song of praise and sanctity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when drinking without limits, without boundaries, outside the realm of Kedusha, then it's nothing short of intoxication and drunkenness. The result is simply abysmal. The result is death, Adam HaRishon. The result is the Maisa with Noach and his son. It's about finding the right balance and portion control. Miut yafe rubo kasha. Rav Moshe Wolfson has a beautiful remes. The gematria of Yain is well known as 70. If you take the gematria of Havaya, Hashem's name, a miut of Yain to find the kedusha of Shem Hashem in Yain, so you know the gematria of Havaya is 26. So when you remove the kedusha, you remove that which is good from the yain, 26 from 70, you're left with the remainder of 44, which is the gematria of dam. The word dam is acharisa. The word dam is leftover. In other words, dam is that which is left behind after extracting the miut yafe, as indicated from Rava's statement, al tera yain she'achrisa dam. Don't gaze, don't be so engrossed in wine, because in the end it's going to be dam. Take a little bit, take the miut yafe, just take the kedusha, take the havaya. He adds, Moshe Wolfson adds, that for this reason, Kiddush on Friday night begins with the words, Yom HaShishi Vayechul HaShemayim, which are the Rosh Tevos Yud Kei Vav Kei Havaya. Yom HaShishi Vayechul HaShemayim. The miut yafe embedded in the wine, the Shem Havaya. When the focus is on a target, then we can extract the kedusha from anything, from anyone, even from something like wine that brought about the first calamities of all mankind. This point is true of every mitzvah that we encounter. The name Havaya can be found in any mitzvah that we perform. One great example is the mitzvah of tzedakah, the coin that we use, the penny, the quarter, the shekel. It's a small little coin. It's the shape of a yud. It's a little yud. And the usher, the wealthy person who is going to be giving the tzedakah, his hand is five fingers. It's a hay. So the yud is in the hay. And the usher's outstretched arm to the ani is a letter vav. The shape of the arm is a vav. And then the ani who's receiving it is the hand. The five fingers is another hay. So the yud is the coin. My hand is a hay. The arm is the vav. And the hand of the ani is a hay. That's yud kevavke. And we have to find the yud kevavke, the kedusha, both in the ramazim and in the actuality of every mitzvah, every encounter, everything in the world. One can find the same phenomenon with the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. There's a din brought down by Tosfos and Brachos and Shulchan Aruch that you have to place all 10 fingers on the challah. So each of my hands, each of my sets of fingers are hey and hey. The shape of the challah on Shabbos is a vav. And when you cut a little piece off at the end, that's a yud. That little piece is a yud. So yud, you have the two hands and the two heys, and the challah is a vav. And this is true of every mitzvah. You could find the nice little ramazim of the yud kevavkes, but you could also find the mentality, the focus on performing a mitzvah and finding the kedusha embedded within everything. And although that wine brought about the demise of Adam and Noach, there too we could find kedusha. And this, of course, is the essence of Purim. I discussed this last week. The ability of Purim to take that which is mundane and to sanctify it, to elevate it. So long as a malek walks the face of this earth, the name of Hashem is incomplete. But the more we discover the name of Hashem, the more we find the Yud Kei Vav Keis, the more we find the kedusha, it enables His name, Hashem's name, to permeate throughout the world. Which gives us greater ability to wipe out Amalek, of course, who's the arch enemy, which is what Purim is all about, which is what wine's all about, to find the Kedusha even in the evil in the world. And we should be zochah to see that day, b'karav b'yameinu.